I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Backers of a plan to legalize marijuana in Vermont have just received some significant legislative support. For more than a year, House Speaker Shap Smith has been undecided about the issue, but now he says he'll work to pass a legalization bill in the 2016 session. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
For months, Smith has taken a wait-and-see position concerning the legalization of marijuana. He said he wanted to remain undecided until Vermont lawmakers could closely evaluate the experience of Colorado and Washington, the two states that have legalized marijuana for more than a year. Smith is seeking the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in 2016, and this legislation could become a campaign issue. Smith says he thinks it makes sense for Vermont to legalize marijuana if it can be done with a thoughtful approach.
It's clear to me from my discussions with Vermonters that, in general, the people in the state probably favor legalization. And I certainly believe that we can legalize marijuana if we do it right. We've seen what has happened in Colorado and Washington, and we can learn from their experiences.
Smith says he has two key concerns that need to be incorporated into any legalization bill next winter.
I can support, and I will support, a bill to legalize marijuana if we make sure that we have very strong protections for people who are driving under the influence to make sure that we can prosecute them. And as long as we make sure that we have laws that keep marijuana out of the hands of kids.
Debbie Haskins is the executive director of Smart Approaches to Marijuana, a group that strongly opposes legalization. She thinks that support for the idea in Vermont will begin to fall once lawmakers realize that large corporations will likely market their products towards young people, much like many companies do in the beer industry.
Big marijuana is no different, and I don't know how we would ever stop a company that has billions of dollars from coming in here and advertising and bringing in the products. So we're worried about our youth for Vermont and the message we're going to send to Vermonters.
The Senate Government Operations Committee plans to hold several public hearings on this issue in November. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.